Exclusive. Watch. Virginia AG Jason Miaras. USDA using nutrition assistance for needy kids to push a far-left political ideology. By Brecken Eftis on August 5, 2022. Washington, District of Columbia, Virginia Attorney General Jason Miaras. R. Told Breitbart News the Biden administration is using nutrition assistance for needy kids to push a far-left political ideology on local school districts. Miaras recently joined over 20 Republican attorneys general in a lawsuit against the U.S. Department of Agriculture for attaching its school lunch assistance program to gender ideology. To just make sure everybody knows exactly what's happening, you have the Department of Agriculture, the USDA, which is saying for school districts that provide reduced lunches for needy children, nutrition assistance for needy children, if you want this money, you have to allow biological males to play women's sports, and you have to allow biological males to use women's bathrooms, Miaras said. The Old Dominion Republican took the opportunity to go after the federal administrative state and the lack of true political representation the American people have in Washington, D.C. One of the things you've seen in Washington is this explosion of the administrative state, where you have these rules and regulations that get promulgated that have the full force effect of law. But your congressman and your senator, they never complain about it, he explained. And your governor can just bring people's attention to it. It's never voted on. It's never a bill. There's never any hearings promulgated by these administrative bodies, he continued. The only people that can really challenge them are your state attorneys general. Calling it an example of federal overreach, Miaras, directing his comment to the Biden administration, said, "Don't use nutrition assistance programs for reduced lunches for needy kids as a vehicle for you to say you have to allow biological males on our sports team and in our women's sports teams and in our girls' bathrooms." He said he is proud to join the coalition to try to push back on it. Miaras also called out far-left prosecutors. As Breitbart News has reported, Loudoun County, Virginia, is home to a George Soros-funded prosecutor who is infamous for non-prosecution of criminals and releasing criminals back into the public. Commonwealth's attorney, Buddha Babaraj, in an extraordinarily rare move, was recently removed from a criminal case by a judge for deliberately misleading the court and the public in an attempt to sell a plea deal. She also allowed for a high school male student who sexually assaulted a female student in the girls' restroom to simply be placed in another school, where the male would commit another sexual assault. Miaras has said in the past that Babaraj cares more about criminals than communities and told Breitbart News that she has a criminal-first, victim-last mindset. "The defendants have already a defense attorney, they don't need a second one," he said. "Your job is serve as a prosecutor and make sure that we are keeping in mind both the victims and making sure our streets are safe. When you go into mindset that the real victims are the defendants, then you can see we have this justice through this distorted lens," he continued. "Social justice is that term. What they're really masking is distorted justice, because the one word you never hear them talk about are victims, ever. They leave them out of the equation." Miaras said a big part of the issue with leftist prosecutors is that they are backed by the wealthy elite who never have to suffer the consequences of the ideology they support. "The people that suffer the consequences are not those that are living in gated communities and not dealing with the consequences of the early release of violent offenders and the catch-release program and letting people to get arrested and make bond," he explained. "And so that's why when you saw in California with the recall the DA in California, in San Francisco, most liberal city in the country, the only areas if you look at by precinct background, where they supported keeping him in power were the very wealthy, overwhelmingly white liberal enclaves in San Francisco. But the key to change in many of these areas is a change in culture. In order to do that, however, changing the culture starts with a change of culture of leadership." Miaras spoke to Breitbart News while attending the Young America's Foundation's 44th annual National Conservative Student Conference in the nation's capital. Brecken Eftis is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow him on Twitter at Brecken Eftis.